50 man. I don't want to get ahead of them. I'd really rather hear Brother George, Brother Greg, preach tonight. Anybody else has to be moved on by the Lord. I feel like I've got a little bit and I'm going to do my little part and then let the Lord have his way. I feel like I've got a little message tonight. I've enjoyed the service thus far. It seems like the Lord is nigh to bless his people, nigh to give us the strength we need to go another mile. And I feel like a message tonight that the Lord has bore on my heart is called what's to be a title, it will be the blockage of the blood.
Come on.
And I worked over at a hospital in Manchester, and over there we find that the most common diagnosis is heart problems. And, many times the blood, maybe the blood clotting and the blockage of the blood and arteries that are clogged and pains. And
yeah.
I thought that's not where we got our message, but I feel like that it does apply.
Sure.
And I want you to turn your word of God to Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 14. And the word of God, I love how that in the Old Testament that time after time, chapter after chapter, it refers to Christ. And I'm glad tonight we've got a book about Jesus. And I believe that when everything here is foreshadowing a Savior, an Almighty Lord that was to come, Savior of the world, of Almighty sacrifice. But the Bible here, Leviticus chapter 14, says, for it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for life thereof. Therefore, I said unto you, the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all the flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. But I want to focus here where it says, for it is the life of all flesh. Amen. And I want us to turn your Bibles on over to the first epistle of John. And chapter 1 and verse 7. And I guess verse 6 will start. It said the word of God. I'll give you just a little bit to get there. Amen. Bible says if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. I thought it started in Leviticus there. It said the blood is the life source. And I believe here it said that the Son, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. I read where Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
All throughout your body, that's really unexplainable. It'll cause
fondness. I get up and down your arms. Amen. And the end of this blockage is something called death. I believe in cause of death. And I'm asking today, it's a blood disease. Amen. The clogging of the arteries. Oh God, because America eats so heartily. I mean, they see what they want. They feed themselves. And they get whopped into shape. And they set themselves up for a heart attack.
It's so plain.
I mean, I John chapter 1 says we are work. I mean, it's got to flow. It's got to flow. So it can go through the body. I mean, through the body of Christ. Through the body of believers. How now is that feeling? How is that hurt? Away from us, amen. I mean, those things and the diseases that attack our bodies in the natural, but I believe there's also a spiritual disease that attack our bodies in a spiritual way. Amen. I believe if the blood flow would stop, I mean, I believe those diseases will have their way. Amen. Amen. I thought there's another thing that the blood does. Amen. I believe how many come hungry tonight? Amen. I come hungry. Amen. Not hungry naturally, but hungry spiritually. I need something from Him. I mean, I fed Him. My wife fed me before I came. But I need more than that. I'm hungry for a crumb that will fall from the Master's table. And I believe that the blood, not even your body, what it takes, what you eat, it takes those nutrients. From what you eat and put in your body, it carries those nutrients. How do you know your body's got millions of cells from your head to your toe? He knows somehow, by some miracle, that your body blood knows how much food that each cell needs how to live day by day. I'm saying the blood of Christ, it knows each and every cell. Yesterday.
They
may not be the Paul and Silas who was hot on them, but they stayed the same temperature. I mean, they was preaching, it was the same. They locked them up in a jail cell. I mean, they stayed the same. I found myself at times of being locked up in my own mind. And I started to cool off a little bit. I believe when the blood of Christ has its full work in the body of Christ, that we remain constant through our trials. Amen. I watched Brother Joel, Sister Bethany, and Sister Amber go through a trial that I could never imagine. But I watched them as the blood of Christ and the Spirit of God began to flow through them as a body of pain. And they stayed the same temperature. I mean, some days were worse. Some days were harder. I mean, some days were darker. The temperature of the believer, amen. Amen. It regulates that. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I learned something else that the blood does. You know, I used to not know this part, but I knew when I used to play sports and I was in sin. And every time it got to the bottom of the ninth, I got a little more strength. And they couldn't figure out how I could throw faster then than I did the first. But it was something called adrenaline. That when the body needs it, the bloodstream will release it. And that adrenaline is an adrenal gland in your body that pumps that out in your blood. And what it does is it creates strength. It's reserved.
That's right.
I mean, you know, your body's got a reserve tank of strength.
Yes, sir.
I mean, natural body. You know that when you need it, it can be reserved for you. I believe that being like David, oh God, that being like Samson, that being like the Apostle Paul, I believe there was times that them men needed strength. Amen. Amen. And you know something else? That those cells, that blood carries throughout your body. It carries oxygen.
That's right.
You know, when you breathe in, it goes into your lungs.
That's right.
Processes through your heart. Then it goes out to every part of your body. You know why I'm able to move my fingers right now? Because the blood's flowing. The first thing that'll happen when the blood ceases to flow. I don't want you to hurt yourself, but I wouldn't mind if you hold your wrist for a minute. Just hold it. Don't squeeze too tight. I want you to watch. The first thing that begins to happen is an unnecessary pain. A throb. You know, there's times my feeling gets hurt.
Yeah.
And I get that unnecessary throb. That unnecessary throb. It really wouldn't have been there if the blood would have been flowing properly in my life.
Yes.
Amen. After a while, it's going to start to turn colors. And if you hold it long enough, it'll go numb.
Right.
And it'll get cold.
Come on.
I believe there's a many a man and a many a woman started out for Christ, the blood of flowing. Right. But somewhere along the way, they ate the wrong stuff over and over and over again. They heard the wrong false doctrine. Oh, you can let go now, amen. your coat on, Lord. Hey, man, I find, I don't mean quit or nothing, but I mean to slack up a little bit. Eat the wrong things. You don't have to be eating false doctrine. You could be eating lies from Satan. Lies that said don't even try anymore. There's no use. It didn't work out for you. There's no use to even try. It ain't for you anyways. They don't love you anyways. There's no use in even standing your feet and praising God. He don't even care about you no more. I mean, you can feed off them lies all you want to, but it'll cause it. Hey, man, they'll cease the blood flow. I mean, I hear lies in my blood flow, and the body of a seem to be slow. And then my heart got to where it didn't feel that breaking pain. You know that when I go to the jail down there and I see those people, I feel a literal pain. When I see a lost man, there's times that I feel a literal pain of anguish inside of me. But when the blood of Christ is ceasing to flow and work in the body of a believer, they don't feel that pain. They can walk in. Who's that? I don't know. I can ask, I don't know. Oh God. Because their hearts are broken over and not even feel that desire and that hunger. You know what will happen? After a while, those things will begin to fall off. Man, I know this may be a little funny, but we had a little old pit bull terrier. Chow Mix, I was a little boy, had the ugliest tail on it ever was. My dad put a rubber band around it to stop the blood flow. You know, after a while, just a few days passed, that tail rotted off. You stop the blood flow, the body of Christ is going to start falling off. Piece by piece by piece. Because Leviticus said that the blood was the life of the body. And when that blood flows, we can move. When that blood flows, we can reach. When that blood flows, we can be moderate despite the circumstance. When that blood flows, we can be stronger in the times of trouble than we ever thought we could have been. Have you ever been through a trial that you didn't even understand how in the world you came through it? I'll tell you why, because that blood released something. That Holy Ghost was released into your system, into your spirit. Amen. It released strength like you never thought possible. Amen. Because it's sufficient. But that flow must be in the church. That flow must be in your body as a believer. I want to encourage the church tonight. I want to encourage the church to eat the right things and exercise. For the devil's at work. Eat right and exercise. I believe that's good spiritual advice. Let's eat right. Exercise unto faith, unto godliness, unto holiness, and then eat the right stuff. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Any man take of me. Amen. He said, I am. Amen. The living water. If any man drink of me, and never thirst again. I want to say this blood needs to flow. Come on, brother. Amen. Enjoy. I don't want to offer up tonight. I want to make a request to pray for somebody else. You pray for yourself that if the blood somehow ceased to flow like it should. You know, they give them different diagnoses there when they're under dying. You know, I can't do that to you tonight, your spirit, but there's a Holy Ghost tonight that's going to die through your system. You know, in the hospital, when they're going to die, they can tell where the clot is and know exactly where to go. But tonight there's a Holy Ghost that can go where I can't go, a pastor can't go, or Brother Craig can't go, or Brother Matt can't go. He can pinpoint and target that blockage. There has to be no surgery. All it's got to do is just be cleared out. Amen. And if there's any point, if you begin to feel numb, that's a symptom. If you begin to feel like you don't feel that burning fire anymore, you're cold. something drawn the blood. So I'd like to recommend to the body tonight, the body of the church of Stanford, Kentucky, let the blood flow in your life. I'm going to tell the brother that prayed here the other night, and I'm glad he came back to be with us tonight. Wonderful to see him out. I want to encourage you to let the blood of Christ work in your life day by day. He said he wants you to let him breathe. I'd like to give advice to us. Don't try to eat next week's bread today. Don't try to eat next month's bread today. Take one day at a time. One step at a time. And you watch how the blood will supply you your needs every day of your life. Every day you go back to that source. Plug into that source, Christ. Every day of your life. Give you that sufficient food that you need. And I want to encourage you today. There's going to be things that come to attack the body. To attack the body of believers. The church. To attack your body as a spiritual believer. And I believe that blood flow's got to be there so we can rise up. Just like those white blood cells attack that bacteria tries to come through the body. Amen. But I want to say tonight that all you got to do is put the blood. When something's attacking you, take the blood. When something's troubling you,